Hello and welcome everyone to our Insulin Resistant Solution Practitioner Training call. This is a coaching clarification summary call, and I'm excited to be here. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we're in for a treat. We are working together on this wonderful world of getting people's blood sugars in balance, and it's amazing some of the miracles that can happen when we get people's blood sugars imbalanced. So I'm excited to have you guys here on the journey. What I'd love to do is start out by having a couple of shares. Just basically share with me if you're using this material so far and how you're using it. Are you using it with clients, with friends, with yourself, with family members? And just what the experience you've had so far so that we can just share and get a little dialogue going with that. So if you can share a little bit like that with me, just basically how you're using the material so far, do a *2 on your telephone keypad, and that will raise your hand, and I will call on you. And if you're on the web or the chat, go ahead and just type in a little bit about what's going on for you and how you're using the material so far. And while I'm waiting, I got a hand up. And I'll call on Jean. Thank you, Jean. I'll call on Jean in a moment. And what I want to do before I do that is just let you know that I would like to take a couple minutes before we get into all the Q&A at the beginning of this just do a quick summary of where we are and what materials and what modules are left to open and what our plan is for the coming, for the coming month. And I'll also talk about the Before Be Gone program. And you guys should all have gotten welcome emails for your participation in that. And I'm not sure yet if you should have gotten, if you haven't, I'm going to check with my team, gotten messages inviting you to invite a friend if you are qualified. And that was the first 5 people were able to do that. And also everybody in NEPT. So I'm going to open up Jean's line. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
I'm great too. I'm doing great. Well, I have been using your program for myself first, mm-hmm. because I have things in my readings within my blood sugar,
yeah.
and they have been very helpful in trying to understand. At the very beginning, I was kind of a little bit frustrated because there were days that they were really good and there were days that were not. The way that you laid out your program, it's really good because it helped me to understand, even though there were some other factors that I knew that they were affecting, but I didn't know how to cope with them or how to do something else. Like, for example, emotions. Emotions are very important when you are dealing with a blood sugar roller coaster.
Yes.
And stressful events that it can happen, and it will definitely mess you up your readings. So through the program, I have been able to get a scope of all the different things that may have a deep impact in the sugar, and then not get that frustrated, because my question was why if I'm eating healthy, I'm cutting a lot of stuff that I'm not supposed to. My lifestyle has been changed a lot. I'm coping better with sleep, and I still having this. So that has helped a lot. The other thing that has helped me a lot is the burst, the 2-minute burst of exercise. Sometimes I do a lot of readings and I do a lot of research, and I have the tendency like to glue in the computer. Well, now I'm creating more awareness, and like every hour I get up and I do burst.
Oh, good.
And it helps me, yeah, it helps me a lot with my before eating and after eating readings. So that's very,
awesome.
Very good. The sleeping time, I have been also like, okay, so no more computer like around 9:30. It's enough.
Good for
and
you.
Or say, okay, I'm going to get the computer, but then I sit in the sofa and it's just listening to something that is really positive, like some positive preparing for my bedtime.
Nice.
So, and that I used to sleep like around 3 hours, 4 hours, or go to sleep, and I don't have any problem going to sleep. But then when I wake up, that is like an hour and a half or 2 hours after, that was it, the end of it. Or I will sleep, and not having a really good quality of sleep. So now I'm doing a lot better, getting 6.5 to 7 hours. And I notice when I do that and it's a really good sleep, my numbers are lower.
Yep.
When I have interrupted sleep that I have to get up like 3 or 4 times during the night, that's not a good sleep. And, of course, I have the next morning readings that are above what I will expect it.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because when we do the sleep module per se, you'll learn about some other things and some studies that have been done where there's actually one study where this guy, they took this one guy and they measured his blood sugar, his fasting blood sugar was borderline, it was like 119, and then they just, all they did was put him on sleep, nothing else. They just changed his sleep. And wouldn't you know that after about 4 days of sleeping 9 hours a night, his fasting blood sugar was in the high 90s. It dropped 20 points. And it stayed that way. And then one night he wasn't able to get the 9 hours. He was only able to get eight. Only eight, get this. And his blood sugar started to creep up.
Yeah. It's
so
just
for
amazing,
him, he needed 9 hours of sleep.
Wow. Yeah, I the other thing that I have become more aware is when I get up, when I wake up, they say, okay, so how am I doing today? I'm full of energy, or I'm worried about something, or and if I'm full of energy, energetic, and I'm ready to start my day, I do my blessings before I get up. It starts really, really good too. But if I'm worried about something, maybe that does not help my readings.
That's right. So I'm really glad that you're getting this feel for yourself. And I think when we get it for ourselves, it's so much easier for us to teach people. Because then when the person's sitting there in front of us going, but I don't eat sugar anymore, and I don't even eat grains, and I don't even eat fruit, and my numbers are all over. And then you start exploring these other avenues. You know from personal experience that it makes a huge difference, and you'll be able to help people. Because that's why we do this. I could just teach the nutrition part. Right? I could just say, here's what you have to tell people to eat. But it's not just about eating. And in some cases, it's not about the eating at all. For me, I was 25, 26 years, 27 years on a clean diet, never touched a lick of sugar. And I was, you know, working out, and I was doing my stress management. And I test my sugars, and I find out that my sugars are going up to 160 after I eat pineapple. I'm like, whoa! How could that be? How could that be? And this is after I knew, you know, the importance of sleep and the importance of stress and everything. I knew that, but I didn't know it. Do you know what I mean? When I say I knew it, but I didn't know it. And as soon as it happened to me and I realized, oh, I can't get away with sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night if I want my blood sugars to maintain.
Yeah.
And that really sparked it for me. So it just is so good to get it in your body, and then you're able to, like, with full passion and full conviction, share it with your clients and help them dramatically to improve their health.
Yes. The other thing that it has helped me a lot, especially when sometimes I am doing something and I feel these heart beatings, they say, okay, so what is this? And then I do the heart math, like to put my right hand in my heart and then the left in my belly. I say, okay, so what we are dealing with this. I just sit for 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
Until I really, really, really get into the calm down. and see what is bothering you or what is triggering that thing. Or get deep, deep breath. And that has helped a lot. So you have given us a lot of beautiful and awesome information that it can help to apply into the life and integrate into the daily living. And for me, and I speak for myself, is to help unraveling, okay, so what is causing me this roller coaster? As I go and I read everything, I love research. So all your reading related to research, I take my time, but I read it and I look at the graphs and the stuff and say, okay, so this may be beneficial for me.
Yep.
And I have been incorporating like the vitamin C and more chromium, and the chromium is just amazing, but that last pill of chromium before you go to bed, it has a big, big impact between having a really good reading and not.
Yep, it makes a huge difference. Yep.
Yes.
Good. So. I'm so glad that you're learning this. And what you're saying also brings up for me, a lot of times, you know, we think of ourselves as holistic practitioners. And sometimes we're not as holistic as we think, right? When we're focusing on nutrition, that doesn't make you a holistic practitioner. Or if you're focusing on meditation, that doesn't make you a holistic practitioner. It's when you pull it all together and you look at all the aspects. That's when we're a holistic practitioner.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to get you to be. Because people will say, oh, yeah, I'm going to a holistic doctor and they put me on all these supplements, but it hasn't helped. Like, that's not holistic. That's alternative. It's different. It's not mainstream. And it will help dramatically, but it's not the full picture. So we just want to really be that true holistic practitioner who leaves no stone unturned in looking at what's causing this person's issues.
Yes. And that's really, really important. Work it with the individual as a whole and get all the fields. Okay, your emotion, your mental, your physical, your diet. Because they say, nutrition, oh, the diet. Oh, no, I don't want to go down there. I say, no. It's not only that.
That's
it's
right.
Much, much more than that.
Good. Well, thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you so much for such a great job. I have been enjoying a lot. This course is just worthy all the pennies that you invest and all the money because it just gets so much for. I know that for me now, because I am my own lab rat, but in the long run, it's going to be for all the people that are going to be helping.
Absolutely. So, well, there's still more to come. There's still a few more modules. So.
I know. And I try to get your radio talks and your kitchen talks and all the extra things that you said, oh, it's going to be there. Oh, so I want to get that too because they have been very, very helpful integrating the knowledge that I'm getting from this course plus all the extra stuff also. It's like pieces of a puzzle. Get another one, and everything gets into the wholeness.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you for the feedback. So speaking of the next module in – The next module is fitness, and we've been so backed up in the back office here with all the stuff that Stacey's just getting to that today. So hopefully it'll be done by the end of the week. I did all my part. So she's just, because we're transferring all this stuff that we've already got from one website to another, so it's a lot of work. But we should have that, and you'll have a chance to go over that over Christmas break and probably even the next one because I'm taking time off next week, so I won't be giving her any new work. And she'll be able to get to the next one after that, which is sleep. You're going to love that.
Yeah, I just hope that I can go home. So let's see.
That you can go home?
Really, yeah, home is Puerto Rico. So
oh, nice. I hope
it's
you do.
Really, really nice. I hope that I need that human warmness from them.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope you get to do that because it'll be awesome. Plus, you'll get out of the cold weather and into the warm weather.
Yes. Well, I wish you the best for the holiday seasons and take some rest too.
Yeah, I am.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Jean. Those are great shares, and I don't see any other hands up, so So what I will do is look to see, and then anybody on the question and answers. I'm sure there's lots of questions there. So Koya says, self and clients. She's using it on herself and clients. Great feedback system to find out what to keep in the diet and what to remove, and also good feedback about how stress about affects blood glucose. Awesome, Sequoia. Thank you. Let's see what other questions have come in so far. And then I just want to give you a little overview of what you're going to be getting in the fitness thing shortly, and maybe even the sleep. Jessica says, concerning using your forms, and are people going to your product pages because of your name and website on those product pages, et cetera, how do we make sure they go through our links, et cetera, to get credit for any sales of your products? That's a great question. So what you do on anything that we've given you that you are allowed to use with your clients, we've given you a Word documentation. So what you can do is go into the affiliate center and get your code for each and every one of those products and then just edit it so that it could still look the same, or you can just change the links to your own links, and that way people would go through your affiliate links to get those products. Great question. Laura here is, can someone breastfeeding sign up for B4 Be Gone? Yes, and there's probably a few supplements that we'd want to make sure that they are careful with. It depends also on the age of the breastfeeding baby. A newborn versus, you know, a two-year-old, very, very different. But generally speaking, we have had breastfeeding women go through B4 Be Gone for sure, absolutely. And for you guys, you know, Jessica brings up a great point, and I would encourage you to all go sign up as an affiliate by going to dreetamarie.com and then just click on sign up as an affiliate. And that way, if you have people that you want to invite to the program to join us, all you have to do is send them your affiliate link, and then you'll get, I think it's 30%, so you probably get, what would that be? You know, close to $100 probably, over $100, like $150. For each person that signs up. So if you get enough people together, you will pay for the course. So I encourage you to do that. It's a great way to share the knowledge and also gain. Okay, let's see. One more, and I'm going to then, I want to share with that's coming up. So make sure I'm saying your name right. Is it Ajnira? Ajnira. Says, hi, Dr. Rita Marie, I love this course. It's bringing me to a much higher level in the service I can do. I'm still confused somewhat about the so-called impact that does not have to raise blood sugar. JJ Virgin, not that she's the final word, has made fructose out to be the most evil of all sugars. And I'm also doing the Gut Thrive Microbiome Reset Program. They're only allowing one piece of fruit a day, as if you cannot heal your gut if you're eating fruits. They won't allow any fruit with a pea protein smoothie because it will ferment in your stomach. See, I can't figure these things out yet. Can you comment? Thanks so much for the work you've done. Well, yeah, so the deal is, you know, I think JJ makes out fructose in any form to be evil. I think she's talking about isolated fructose because fruit fructose is different. It's actually levulose, but it has to do with, okay, let me step back 1 second. I think you have to check your blood sugar. So if a fruit does not raise your blood sugar and you don't have gut stuff that it can feed, then I think that you're fine with eating fruit, okay? I don't think it's the evil. I think the evil is all the other stuff that caused you to get out of balance in the first place. Now, personally, I don't eat much fruit. I eat a few blueberries here and there because – at the time when I first started testing, they raised my blood sugar. All fruits did. And I just haven't been paying too much attention, so I just stay away from it until I'm ready to start sleeping. So I'm not sure I understand what your question is. That, and if you look at JJ Virgin's program, and even if you look at her bars, she's got sugar in there. I mean, she's got some, what does she have in there? She certainly has crispy rice in there. So she's got, I can't remember what she had in there. I think there was some cane sugar in something that she was doing. So I think that, you know, we can't make anything out to be the villain unless we've shown that it has a negative impact. So I do agree that if you're going to be healing your gut, you have a candida or other kind of organism overgrowth, that you do need to limit the sugar because it feeds it. Once you've got the good flora under control, I don't think there's a problem. See? When you have the pea protein smoothie, because, you know, they claim that the protein and the, yeah, fruit and protein is not a great combination. And you'll see that in my stuff and as you go through the Before Be Gone, and if you look at the recipes, we try to avoid combining sweets with protein because it's, and I do have some charts in the insulin resistance program too about that. So, you know, I'm just not sure what your question is, if what your confusion is. So we stay away from the foods that raise our blood sugar. And for a lot of folks, that is fruit. And during the metabolic reset for this program, which we haven't gotten to that part yet, not only do I want you to avoid everything that raises your blood sugar over 110, but even if it doesn't raise your blood sugar over 110, but it's considered a high glycemic food, you know, like dried fruits, like pineapple, et cetera, we're staying away. We're just eating things that are considered low glycemic, low sugar, just to get that reset. Because you can be, what can happen is, here's something interesting. I just read this article the other day, and it blew my mind. You can have perfectly steady blood sugar, but have very high insulin levels if you have a very strong pancreas, right? So say you eat a whole bunch of sugary stuff. One of my clients on another call earlier was saying how her husband was eating all this, you know, he had this toast and potatoes and jelly and coffee. And she's thinking, well, are you willing to test your blood sugar? I just want to see what happens over the next couple of hours. His blood sugar never went above 97. She's like, what's going on? Yet he has the insulin resistance pouch, you know, the belly. He has the look of insulin resistance. So what can be happening is he may have like a superhuman great pancreas with lots of reserves. So the more sugar stuff he eats, the more insulin he produces. The cells get insulin resistant, but the pancreas doesn't care. It just produces enough to overcome the insulin resistance and get the stuff in and stored, and usually in his fat cells. So it's just, he has a powerful amount of it. That can be happening. So you can't just check the blood sugar. You have to also be watching the foods that are blood sugar raisers. So if you eat something that's sugar, it is going to require insulin. No doubt about it. You are going to get a surge of insulin. Just because your blood sugar doesn't go up, all it means is that you've got a lot of insulin handling. The insulin resistance may not be so bad yet that you're able to handle it. I'm not sure if I answered your question, so if you can clarify what your confusion is, that would be great. So I did say your name right. Great. She's saying the negative impact is not about blood sugar. Your answer is helping. And aren't smoothies with bananas and raw protein easily digested enough to no longer worry about combining rules? It depends. I think if it's green foods and fruits, you don't have to worry about it. But not everybody is got weakened digestion so that the combining rules are so strong. I mean, if we have really great digestion, we should be able to handle a whole bunch of mixed stuff together. It's over time when you continue to just bombard your digestion that you lose the ability to do it. Okay? So, yeah, the negative impact of sugar is definitely on the gut flora and the blood sugar. Those are the main things. Also the immune system. So sugar, even if it's fruit sugar, can cause a decrease or a kind of almost like a paralyzation of the macrophages, which are part of the immune system. Okay? But I do not believe that if somebody grows up on a diet filled with all kinds of fresh fruits and foods and vegetables, and they have plenty of greens and they have plenty of fruit, that that's going to cause the problem. It's after the problem that has happened, or if there's a genetic tendency, I guess, that becomes a problem. So I hope that clears it up. I hope I haven't created more confusion with that. Okay. So let me open up Jessica's line, and then I'll share with you what's coming up next in the module.
Okay.
Hi, Jessica.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks for answering the question about the link. And Also concerning that, how long are we cookied?
How long are you cookied? Okay, so there's two different ways that you can get affiliate credit. And one is cookie, and one is you're actually put in the system and people are assigned to you. Okay? Infusionsoft does both. Some systems only do one, the cookies. The cookies are only as good as I clear my cookies all the time because things get backed up. So if I have cookies from something that I've clicked an affiliate link for, they're gone unless they have it set up. So if you put people in and they're not already in our system, assigned to someone else, then you will get credit, and I think we leave them in for 6 months to a year. Or we might even have it as no limit. I'm not sure. So you'll actually, if you were to send Mary Sue over and I were to look up Mary Sue's record, it would say referral partner Jessica Dingler. Whereas with cookies, there's no indication in the database of who the affiliate is. It just happens to be when the person clicks it. So a person could go click a link, get you as their affiliate, then they clear their cookies, and then Jean sends them out an email, and then now Jean's their affiliate because that's cookied in their system. And the thing with cookies is if I'm on one machine, right, if I'm on my main machine and I click your link, then I go to my laptop and I click somebody else's. It's whoever was the whether it's last in or first in depends on. No, it's whoever. Yeah, it's whichever one is cookied, so they would not get the credit. You would not get the credit. Does that make sense?
All right, perfect. Yeah, perfect sense. And then, what I was thinking is, like, I'm sure some people go through your courses a couple of different times, like the blood sugar course and some of the green smoothie courses. I would think some of people might take those yearly. Is that right?
Yes, they do. And what we offer is we have a membership that you get credit, you get a free access to. If people stay in the membership, so say they've done Before, Be Gone Now, and they stay in the membership and they're still in the membership the next time we offer it, they get to do it for free.
Oh, okay, great.
And the same thing with our green cleanse. We may not keep that too much into the future, but for now we do because I'm encouraged by people staying with it. I don't want people to just come and do it and then be screwed up a year later and have to do it again. Stick with it.
Right, and then they order other products from you if they're in your loop. So
exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
And the membership is like $20 a month or 20. It's if you do Before, Be Gone, it's 20, and regular, if just off the street, it's 25. We give them a discount. So it's very inexpensive.
Okay, great. Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So we currently have gone through the blood sugar testing, all the assessments. We've gone through the nutrition. We did the stress. We shared with you about HeartMath and a whole bunch of other stress techniques that you could use. But also if you have your own specials, like say you've got the Jessica Dingler method of stress transformation, you teach your clients what you know best to what you find works, but you have an arsenal of other things in your toolbox in case it just doesn't resonate. I've had people say, you know, I love what you're doing with that HeartMath, but it just doesn't resonate. I do this XYZ meditation technique that works better for me. I don't care how you get there. My goal is to get you out of sympathetic and into parasympathetic so you can get your blood sugars lower. So however you get your client there, you know, going and laying in a flotation tank, getting a massage. But you also want to teach them techniques that they could do throughout their day. Like Jean was saying, you know, she'll get up and she'll get on her little stair stepper and do the little exercise things to keep her blood sugar steady. For me, I sit at my desk and I start to feel, oh, my God, I've got 4,000 hours worth of work to do in 2 days. How am I going to do this? And I feel my heart flutter. I go, okay, just get into your space. And I put my hand over my heart. And I breathe and I let it go. And you may have to do it all the time. You know, may have to do it every hour, every half hour. But you having that arsenal of tools that you can learn and that you can teach them is phenomenal. And you saw I did a lot of graphs, and I'll do that throughout the rest of the program. I love to give you data, hard data, you know, graphs and studies and all that to show you how these things impact. So the next module that will be coming out very shortly is the fitness module. And the point about fitness is trained muscle does not become insulin resistant as quickly as untrained muscle. Trained muscle will take up the glucose because it's hungry for it. It's like, oh, I need more glucose. I've got to, you know, do this half marathon tomorrow, and I need more glucose in my muscles. And it sucks the glucose out of the bloodstream much better than untrained muscle of somebody who's sitting at the table at the computer all day long. So it's really important to get your people doing that and to really get them to know that it doesn't have to be an hour and a half of weightlifting and aerobics and all this every day, that they can get a lot of benefit from the short bursts, from the intense short bursts of 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and they can also get the benefit from walking in bursts. So instead of going out and having a half an hour to walk, which a lot of people are run or whatever their aerobics is, they go, I just don't have a half an hour, so I won't do any today. No, 10 minutes three times a day, 5 minutes six times a day work just as well. So get that into them. It's just to get moving, and people can find 5 minute and 10 minute bursts to do that stuff. So we'll go through all that in the fitness. I'll show you the graphs of how growth hormone is affected by exercise and the length of time and how you can maximize fat loss and insulin receptivity by timing of things. So you've got a lot of exercise videos in the next module coming up. Some of them are really dorky ones that I just did in my house with personal trainer holding the camera up while she was trying to teach me the stuff. So they're just there, but it's just to give you some ideas of things you can teach people. And you can make your own videos, right? If you're taking somebody through getting their blood sugar balanced and you have a particular set of exercises you like to do, go for it. You know, do your own set of little short videos. It doesn't have to be fancy, you know. So either my hair is all messed up, the sweat's pouring down my face. But I always have to laugh at these exercise videos that you buy, the commercial ones, and the person's face is all perfectly made up and the hair is done and the nails are done. You're like, that's not real. Let's get real. So really get in there and help people with their exercise that way. What else is in that module? But bunches of videos and ideas. It's like, okay, here's an exercise they can add, and here's an exercise they can add, and here's an exercise they can add. So that's coming. Following that, we're going to do the sleep module, where I'm going to teach you all about, I call it the hormones that dance in your sleep. But there's this whole orchestration of hormone activity that happens while you're sleeping that cannot, does not happen when you're awake. And this is critical to insulin receptivity and the balance between insulin and growth hormone and keeping the sugars down. And if you're not sleeping and not sleeping during the appropriate time, then you're not getting that benefit. For example, growth hormone surges. Its biggest surge of the night happens at the first time a person falls asleep. And generally speaking, that it does better if it's before midnight. How does the body know it's before midnight? Yeah, circadian rhythm. But that's just what it's shown, is that that very first one is very high. And then after that, the other peaks of growth hormone that happen at each sleep cycle are a little less. So if you're missing out on that first big peak of growth hormone activity, a person who's struggling to maintain their weight is going to have difficulty. So I teach you ways that you can share with your clients to help them burn fat while they sleep. And who doesn't want to burn fat while they sleep? Even if you're thin, you know, as long as you're not overly thin, burning fat while you sleep is very good, especially if during you're also putting on lean. I'd much rather be lean than fat. So even if I'm the same size, you can't convert fat to muscle. But what you can do is burn fat and facilitate the impact of putting on muscle. So there's a lot of great activities and a lot of great ideas in that section. And tying it all together. What else is in the sleep section? Yeah, you'll learn all about growth hormone and leptin and progesterone and estrogen and testosterone and all those hormones that have an effect on sleep. And then the next section after that is timing. And we've talked a lot about timing. So the timing section really just pulls a lot of it together and summarizes the actual follow-ups and what you're going to do. And then after that, I'm actually taking you through how to set people up with a 30-day metabolic reset. And then once they've gone through that 30 days, how do you then help them to transition? Do they have to keep taking chromium? Do they have to stay away from all the higher glycemic foods? And how you can actually help them to test a little by little. I don't know how many people do this to you, but people all the time do it to me. Oh, yeah, so I finished the 30 days. I guess I could just stop the chromium now. Like, really? And any supplement you might be taking, do you really want to just stop it if it's having a positive effect? No. You want to gradually back it down while you observe the effects. So once they've gone through the 30 days and they've lost weight and they're feeling better and they think they're home free, then you have them gradually, very slowly, bring down the levels of the supplements, all the while testing their energy, their weight, their blood sugar. Not just blood sugar, their energy, their weight, their blood sugar. And then you're also going to be doing that with foods, but the opposite direction, right? So maybe they've been off of all fruit, and they want to start eating fruit. Well, they can't just then, you know, day after this 30-day metabolic reset, go and eat a big bowl of pineapple unless they want to risk having a high spike. So you tell them, okay, so you haven't eaten any fruit. Let's have a few blueberries. Let's have like a half a cup of blueberries. And have it, by the way, with your salad or with your smoothie, just to make sure that it goes slowly into your system. And then you just, again, gradually increase it. I have these beautiful charts in there that are going to teach you, and you can use it as a guideline with people as to which foods to avoid, which to keep, how to transition things back, and there's a couple of really nice charts that you'll get in that module. And then in our last module, we'll talk about putting it all together and creating a plan, helping you to take what you've learned and put it into a step-by-step plan. Whether you work with people one-on-one or in small groups or even larger groups, you have to have a plan for how to go through it, and I'll help you with that in the last section. So we're getting into the holidays now. And so there's only, this is it. This is it for me. I'm taking the 2 weeks off at the end of the year. What that does is give you guys the opportunity to just work on your stuff and any videos and things that you're behind. And, of course, you're going to take time off too. But it just gives you more of a leisure time, so we don't have all these calls. After the holidays, I don't know if we have a call schedule, but we'll get back to you because I want to put in couple of calls, but after the holidays, we're going to start Before Be Gone. So you'll be, maybe getting the last of the insulin resistance stuff at the same time while you're actually going through it yourself. And if you were one of the first five and you get to take a client through, you can. Now, if you weren't one of the first five and you want to take a client through, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. One is, like we talked to Jessica, you can actually sign up as an affiliate. And when you have somebody that signs up, you get like $150. The other way to do it is we could probably give you a coupon code, but then you don't you give them a coupon code, but not the affiliate code, just the coupon code, and then they can get $100 off. So either way, I will figure out what that amount is, and you can either credit it back to your client or you could get it yourself, whichever way you want to do it. And just let us know, and we'll get that set up. So best way would be, I think the best way might be to email NEPT@DrRitaMarie.com. That's the way Scott and Lynn get a copy of it as well as I. So NEPT@DrRitaMarie.com. If you need help setting up an affiliate thing, if you don't and you've done affiliate stuff before, which I highly encourage as a health coach, there's so many products and programs out there that you can't develop them all that you can get to coordinate with your work. But you sign up as an affiliate. If you've not done that before, if you've done it before, all you have to do is sign up on my website. Just go to drritamarie.com, click on affiliate, sign up, get that. It'll give you a login. You log in the back end, and you can find the codes for just about everything we have in there. The other way you could do it is, if you're not sure how to do all that, is go to the site, sign up as an affiliate, and then send an email to an help desk, maybe would be the better one. Either help desk or NEPT@DrRitaMarie.com and say, hey, I'm signed up as an affiliate. I want to promote Before Be Gone. Can you give me my link? And then we can get you your link. Okay, so those are ways you can do it. I think that's all I really wanted to say, and I've been enjoying this a great deal. I'm looking at the calendar right now to see if we have anything in the calendar for next month. Thought we had added one in the beginning of January, but let me see. Boy, my first week in January is already filled up. No. So I'll be looking at the calendar, and we'll lay out a couple of calls in January for us to get together. I really want one at the end of, like towards the end of Before Be Gone, so that you've gone through that, and then we can chat about how you can take that work and put it into your own system. What is this, Lynn? Is that, oh, that's logging in once you've gotten signed up as an affiliate, the link that Lynn just put up on the chat. And if you're not signed up, you go to drritamarie.com and click affiliate sign up. All right, so let me go back to the questions. I'll go to the website and see if you guys have typed in any questions. And that would be support@drritamarieirspt. Okay, I'll make sure that we catch anybody that couldn't make it to the call. We do have some. Julie Allen says, with adrenal exhaustion, it's been suggested that as hunger boosts adrenaline, eating several smaller meals a day is preferable to less frequent larger meals. Looking at meal timing and considering the relationships with cortisol and insulin resistance, how does somebody with both adrenal issues and insulin resistance deal with meal planning? I think you're going to have to take that on an as-needed basis. Like, so, for example, some people, it's not true that everybody just because they're hungry gets adrenaline. If their body is dealing with and produces glucagon, the first line is, oh, I get hungry. That causes ghrelin to be produced in the stomach. Ghrelin stimulates growth hormone, which will stimulate some fat burning to put some extra sugar in the blood. And then you also trigger glucagon to go to the liver. So there's a lot of mechanisms here. So not everybody, hunger does not boost adrenaline. Hunger, excessive hunger, it's low blood sugar, very low blood sugar that will boost adrenaline, but not really hunger, not hunger per se. So my experience has been spacing, but some people it does trigger. Like, so here's how you know. You ask somebody to space their meals further out, and they find out that in between they start to get palpitations and other signs of stress, sweaty palms. In that person, it did trigger. That's not a normal mechanism. That's an abnormal mechanism. So what you do is you have them eat the meals as close together as they need to and as far away as they can, and then you gradually increase it. So while you're building up the adrenals and you're working on the blood sugar, you get the optimal result. So it's not black and white. Let's see. Lois. After I eat, my blood glucose numbers often drop fairly quickly from the 80s to the 60s or low 70s. Seems that I am very sensitive to many foods, even green drinks, or not having enough protein within an hour of waking. I feel yucky and I crave anything sweet to get my blood sugar back up. What is the best way to get my blood sugar levels up safely and quickly? Wow, so you're having probably too much insulin is being secreted. And it would be curious to see what kinds of foods are causing those. Is it every food? If you have a balanced meal with protein at every meal, is it happening there? Are you having enough fat with your meal? So I would say the best way is prevention, which would be to have a more balanced meal and make sure that you have very little carb or not as much carb and more protein and fat because those will sustain you longer. But if it's already back down, how do you bring it back up? Actually, interestingly enough, one way would be to do exercise, because when your glucose is low and you exercise, it causes you to burn glucagon or glycogen using glucagon. So that's one way to do it. It doesn't seem like the logical thing to do. Wait, my blood glucose is low. Why would I exercise? Isn't that going to make it lower? But in fact, when it's that low, it doesn't. It triggers the release. The other thing it would be to eat something but not something sugary, because if you eat something sugary, it's going to cause you to go right back down. So you'd want to look at something like almonds, right, or sunflower seeds or something like that. That would give you some sugar right away from the carbohydrate in them, but it would be slower to bring it back up. You know, some people will actually go to orange juice, but I don't think that's a good idea, right? Unless you're going into a diabetic coma and you got to get you back really quickly. So I think just slow releasing sugars, a green powder, green juice can help at all. Also, yeah. So if you're having your sugars go down even with green drinks, I would question the green drinks. Make sure that they are low in sugar. Like if you're having green drinks but you're putting banana in your green drink or pineapple, that could be what's causing the blood sugars to go down. You get this big spike of insulin and then drops back down. Green drinks, I found for myself that if I drank when I was in the throes of all this insulin resistance, and it doesn't happen anymore, I just drank a green drink, green juice, and I was fine, but I would drink even a green juice and my sugars would go up to 140, 150. And then if you're in the state where you are, Lois, then you would probably then drop it back down. So that would be called reactive hypoglycemia. Okay. All right, that's it. Let me look to see if there's any more typed in. Okay. We have a hand up, Jessica. Maybe I didn't put your hand down, but if you have it up again, go for it, Jessica. Do you have another question? Maybe I just forgot to put it down. Okay, let's see. Heidi, when's the B4 Be Gone program start? I was thinking of putting together a letter for prospective clients. And yes, so we are going to anybody that came in already is that got access to the site like you guys do to the Getting Started module. The official start is around the 12th of January. So we're going to be actually starting to promote it again. We're just letting it sleep now over the holidays, and then right before the new year, we're going to have another preview call to invite people to, and then we will be keeping registration open until the 12th of January or so. I'm guessing that that's close enough to what that is. Laura wants to know the relationship between yeast overgrowth in the gut and blood sugar. Well, there's an interesting connection that I don't remember the exact details of between gut flora and the way that insulin gets produced. And if you go back and listen to my radio show interview with Mike Mutzel, he wrote a book called The Belly Fat Effect. And I got the book. I haven't read it yet, but the interview with him was brilliant, really brilliant. He talked about the connection between the kind of gut flora, the microbiome, and blood sugar. And then, in general, if you've got yeast overgrowth, if you eat sugary foods that cause yeast overgrowth, then obviously it's going to throw off your blood sugar. Yeasts do produce acetaldehyde, which can get into the bloodstream and affect blood sugar. It's like drinking alcohol. So that's another connection. And I think that's all I can think of off the top of my head. And Lori says, what's the name of the membership you're speaking of? I want to make sure I have it. Yeah, so it's the Vital Health Community. You can go to vitalhealthcommunity.com. Vitalhealthcommunity.com. And Laura, do you have a suggestion for balancing blood sugar specifically after major surgery? Yes. Follow the protocols and just be patient, she asks. I know the surgery will make it rise. It will make it rise. It did for me when I had arm surgery, and I know yours is much more complicated. I would probably really increase the level of chromium and magnesium. You might even look at maybe some of the herbs that you're not taking just to take temporarily during that period of time that help with the resistance. Add the extra cinnamon. Just add a lot more of those blood sugar balancing. do a lot of heart math, a lot of heart math to bring it down, because it is the stress of the situation. And if you've got the physical stress, the physiologic stress of being cut into, and the mental stress of being, you know, scared about it and anxious about it and worrying about how well it's going to work, then that can certainly impact. So I would just everything but step it up, ramp it up a notch. Do you know how long it should take both up for you to see improvement? Sure, it's different for everybody who's wondering if they had an estimated time thing. I found it depends on how bad your pain level is and how well you're controlling the pain too, because pain is a spot, is a bit of an alarm to the system. It also depends on the inflammation, the level of inflammation. I think my blood sugars were off for like probably 2 or 3 days after, and that was just for, you know, broken arm elbow surgery that lasted a couple of hours. Yours is, I think, much more complicated, so it could be longer. But again, if you just do the extras, go a little bit more, and, you know, it might take a week. It just depends on how long you're going to be inflamed and in pain. We have 2 more hands up, and well, one is Jessica, who I've got open. It doesn't look like she's there, and we have Brooklyn. Is that Mia?
Yes.
Hi, Mia.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Yeah, I do have a question, because you were mentioning the, you know, potential detriments to sugar. I have an additional question that I was wondering about. So I guess I'm really thinking about refined sugar. Doesn't it also deplete the body of minerals, especially calcium, potassium, and magnesium?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the refined sugar does, and B vitamins big time, yes. But
that's
It depletes the B vitamins. If we're talking like a whole piece of fruit, I don't think that it does, because it provides a lot of it. But,
right.
But a refined sugar. And when I say refined sugar, we're not just talking table sugar. I mean, a refined sugar would be something like agave or maple syrup. And even though they have a little bit of nutrition in them, that's just nowhere near what the body needs in order to get through the Krebs cycle. So if you think back about what goes on in the Krebs cycle and all the nutrients that are required for the Krebs cycle, and you start stressing that Krebs cycle out by providing whole sugars that don't have the whole food nutrients with them, you're going to get deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I was talking with someone this morning who said she got a Charlie horse and cramps. What did that mean she could be deficient in, which I knew about, but then I remembered that I noticed she eats a lot of sugar, and I thought maybe that could be a contributing factor.
Yep, absolutely. Then creating mineral imbalances. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Good, thank you
and
so much.
And also, if she eats a lot of sugar, think about it, right? She's going to have to shuttle a lot of sugar across using insulin. And what does insulin require? Chromium, magnesium, your EFAs, your DHA. It requires all that. So if she's eating a lot of sugar, she's depleting her body of that.
Oh, insulin needs that? Or
insulin.
The pancreas needs it?
Not the pancreas. Pancreas secretes the insulin. And then in order to shuttle the sugar across the cells, right, you need insulin. And the only way insulin can be there but not have enough of those nutrients and not get it across, which is why a lot of times we'll have people go on chromium a couple of weeks before they even start to make the dietary changes, just so they build up their chromium so that they can more easily shuttle the sugar across.
Excellent. Thank you. That's very interesting. Okay.
Good.
Got it.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else while you have me?
Not on this topic.
Okay.
I'll wait till another time.
But we have an NEPT coaching call tomorrow night, so you can catch me there.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you, Mia.
You sure. Good to hear from you.
All right. So next, Jessica, I'll open your line. I don't know. Maybe you don't have a question, but I may have just left you open from before. But in case you do, I opened up your line. Hello?
I don't have a question.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so Heidi, would hives from an antibiotic or possibly a probiotic raise blood sugar. What would you recommend for the relief of hives? Hives are located on the belly and so on the arms. Thank you. Yeah, anything that's considered as a stress on the body that would raise cortisol levels would certainly be potential for raising blood sugar. Hives, I've had good results with high-dose vitamin C, like up to bowel tolerance, or just tell people take a gram an hour while you've got the hives. I've had good results with actually putting some fats on it, so either flax oil, a combination of flax with some fish oils, and just putting it on the hives. And anything that brings down histamine, so quercetin would be a good one. Nettles can sometimes be helpful. Those kinds of things. Anything that brings down the histamine level. So it looks like Sequoia is asking, when you sign up for an affiliate, is the username and password the same as for NEPT? You can make it that, but that would make it easier for you to remember, for sure. But you can pick whatever you want. You can join it with whatever you want. Oh, good. And Lynn also put in the chat the radio show called How Your Intestinal Health Helps You Burn Fat, and that was that interview with Mike Mutzel. We're good. Maura Collins, hello.
Oh, hello, Dr. Rita Marie.
Hi, you're a little scratchy, so speak. Try to keep the mic close to your mouth because there's just a little scratchiness there.
Got it. And my name is Florence.
Oh.
I'm calling through Google.
Okay, Florence.
Okay, but I recognized it, and I think somebody else called in on the Google Gmail thing, too, last time, and you called. It was the same name. So
it's
we
same
all
name.
Have the same
oh,
name.
Oh, my goodness. We're all Maura Collins if we call in from
yes,
Google.
Yes, we are. So my question, one of my clients has really thick finger skin. I mean, very, very. She plays a musical instrument. She works in the garden. She's finding that she cannot get blood out, and I worked with her one day, and it was tough to get, you know, blood out of the finger. Her toes are very awkward for her to get to, and I wasn't real clear when I read the instructions on the meter and how to work the adapter to take it out of the arm. So is there some way you could help me explain it to her, or
wow.
Do you have a video?
I don't, and I only did it once because my son wanted to get it tested, and he didn't want to do his finger, and I don't remember. It was once. I'll have to go look it up and figure it out, and if I can figure it out, I'll make a video.
Okay.
I don't remember how to use it. Have you looked on YouTube to see if there is anything on YouTube about it?
I didn't, and that is an excellent suggestion. I just didn't think about it.
You can see how to do an enema on YouTube. You probably can see how to get blood out of your arm. I mean, really.
Yeah,
a little less personal.
I guess.
And did you try, a couple of things you can try with the Lancet, is did you put it all the way up to number 5?
Oh, yes, and hot water, soaked her hands in hot water and rubbed them together.
And you tried the side of the finger versus the
yes.
pad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can get, I mean, go to Walgreens and see about getting lancets. I have the ultra fine ones because I have very sensitive fingers. Mm. But you can actually get thicker ones, and you might actually be able to get thicker lancets.
Okay. I might suggest that she doesn't like even poking her finger. But
yeah.
so that's not a probably a good selection for her.
Yeah.
But she is working on it, and she needs to work on it, too. She knows that, and I know that. But I just thought maybe you could help with the arm.
Oh, yeah, I wish I could remember. I'd say a little thing, and you stick it, and I was fumbling with it. So, yeah, YouTube might be the best bet, and I'll look into it and see what I can figure out.
Okay. Another quick question. Is there a specific gene that somebody has that shows we don't process glucose as well?
There are several that show a tendency. I don't know which ones off the top of my head. I'd have to look at them.
Okay.
I think you probably, you know, go to a gene. There's a couple of things. Genecards.com, and then Snippedia, S-N-P-E-D-I-A, S-N-P, Snippedia, like Wikipedia, but Snippedia.
And
got
there might be
it.
Some
okay.
stuff on there that talks about the specific ones. I don't remember off the top of my head which ones.
Okay, I appreciate it. And as a progress report for me, I am finding my blood sugars have evened out greatly. And it's just is phenomenal. I haven't tried fruit yet, and I'm going to do a pulse test on that just to do a specific. I lent my meter to a friend, changed the Lancet.
Good. Glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I thought you might panic there. So she is doing her thing. But for me, it's like I used to sleep 4.5-5 hours a night, and now I'm sleeping usually 7. And if I'm really good on my blood sugar, I can sleep a full 8.
Oh, nice.
So it really does, yeah, work well.
The difference, yeah. So here's the deal on introducing and trying fruits. So if you haven't done a full 30 days at keeping your blood sugar 110 or below, wait till you've done a full 30 days to get the reset happening.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, good. 21 at the very least, okay, but 30 is better.
No, I am very disciplined. I can do 45 if you need.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me.
Good.
Yeah,
I would do that. And then, because if you start to test too soon, then you start to shoot up, and then you have to start from ground zero. And it really does take that long of having the insulin levels down for the receptors to heal.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. That's
You're
good
welcome.
To know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's all these little subtle fine points.
Well, that's why we talk.
Yep, that's why we have these calls. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Florence Mora.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let me double-check to see if any more questions came in, and then we will go. And then I have, like, a few minutes before my next call. Let's see, refresh. Yep, we're good. Well, thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, and it's just a week before Christmas, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I've had really well-attended calls all day. I've been shocked at how many people. I thought, oh, it's a week before Christmas. It's just going to be light, and people are getting going. If they have free time, they're going out shopping. And no, I've had tremendous numbers of people on. I had a call at 10 o'clock this morning, and that's 8 o'clock on the West Coast, and we had probably 40 people. Came on that call. It's pretty cool. It's for my GRAND program, which is a gut repair program. So, yeah. So, everybody have a wonderful rest of the week. Have an awesome holiday week. And, okay, somebody just raised their hand. I can't resist it. Okay. Kelowna.
Jackie.
Yeah, I can't get that one straight. I don't know why. Maybe because I can't
That's
say
okay.
Kelowna. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's
Kelowna.
It. It's Kelowna, yeah.
Kelowna, okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask, I'm having trouble changing the Lancet in my meter, and it's the one that you recommended off of your website, and could it be just that it's a faulty Lancet, or is there a trick to it?
Did you unscrew it? You unscrewed it, right?
I unscrewed it.
And you've got
and then
the little
when I pulled,
things. To, yeah.
I got it in initially and worked. It worked beautifully. And I actually have another question after this one. But anyway, when I unscrew, do you just unscrew it or do you unscrew and pull?
Well, you unscrew the top off, and then to get the lancet out, you just have to pull really hard.
It's like the top won't come off.
Wait.
It's like,
which
like,
isn't
it's,
coming
I,
off, though? Is it the part that, so you've got this tube, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to walk through it with you. So
okay.
You've got this thing, I'm holding the bottom part where the place where you press is, and I'm going to turn it, just unscrew it. Is that the part you're having trouble getting off?
Yes, and then it won't unscrew. I guess it won't unscrew because I sort of unscrewed and then pulled, and then the burgundy lid comes off, and then there's little white, it looks like white things that used to have glue on it. I guess that's what it is now when I'm thinking about it.
Okay, so there's three parts to this thing, right? If you look at it, you've got the bottom part, which takes up almost half, and it's very smooth, and it's got this little spot that you press the button on, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then right after that, there's a spot that has a little places where you can put your fingers. You see that part? And it has a little arrow on it. And then the third part is the top. The parts you're taking apart is the part B
between the very bottom part and the one with the fingers. So I put my fingers on the bottom, and I take my two fingers and put them in the little finger holes, and then I turn to the towards me with my is it
correct?
The right?
Yeah.
Turn towards me. So you're saying that that doesn't turn towards you,
right? And I don't have it with me because I'm not at home right now. But, okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to pull that. That should just come off.
Okay. It should just come off. Okay, that's helpful, that I shouldn't have to pull.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where I made the mistake. I don't know. But it wouldn't come off. It wouldn't twist off. But I'll try that again.
Try it again. And hold really firmly on the bottom. And then really firmly in the finger holes. And then turn. I actually, when I'm looking at it, that, you know, it's funny when you analyze very little movements that you do all the time. It's like, oh, that's not what I do. So I put my fingers on the finger hole, and I actually turn my hands in opposite directions.
Okay.
And I try it that way.
Okay, yeah.
Give a little extra leverage.
I'll try that.
They're cheap. So go to the Walgreens and buy a new one.
Except that I have to drive 1.5 hours to go and pick it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're in Canada, so you can't order it on Amazon. Well, oh, my.
No, they won't ship it across the border. I just drove down. But I ordered three of them, because I bought a couple for clients, and one client hasn't picked it up. I might just have to use hers until I get another
you
one.
You could probably have a nice side business just importing a whole slew.
You know what? It's true. It's true because I got three of them for the price of one. I mean, they give you the meter free, but it's the lancets and the papers, the little.
Yeah.
That's what they charge for.
You order it on Amazon to get
the
refills, and then you shipped it to a P.O. box across. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just ordered like 500 of them at a time because.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I'm going to have to just start doing because – I see the more I do this, the more people, they want to be on board. They want to know what's going on with themselves. And you know what? This is just a great marker for people. I mean, it just is. I mean, you can't argue with
you can't argue with the numbers. Yeah.
You can't. So, and it's shocking to people, which is also, that's a wow factor. But I wanted to ask, little kids, like I took my grandson's, I make a dish called haystacks. I don't know if you know what that is, but haystacks is like brown rice on the bottom, baked beans, a little bit of salsa, and then a whole bunch of like shredded lettuce or kale, and then a whole bunch of other, all the kinds of veggies you can think, and then a hemp dressing on top. Okay. So I don't know what you call that there, but anyway, we call it haystacks, and but it's got beans and it's got the rice in it. So myself and my grandsons and my youngest daughter, their blood, all of our blood sugars, and mine it bumped up to about 115, and but my grandson's he's six. Like, are there different markers for little kids as opposed to adults? Like, he went to 85.
Nope. Yeah, he's good. I mean, he's six. He hasn't had a time to abuse himself like you have, right?
You're right on.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're much better able to do it at younger ages. And when you look at the studies that do the glucose tolerance tests, the low end of those numbers, people drink that heavy-duty glucose syrup, and some of them don't go above 100. So if you've got good glucose control, it's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so that, kids are just way better in control. Now, you know, feed him Kool-Aid and Ronzoni pasta his whole life like I ate, and sure enough, he might not be that way.
Sure enough, yeah. No kidding. No kidding. So, that's very encouraging. Okay, so, the let me get this straight. So in the Before Be Gone, we can sign up. I'm going to sign up to become an affiliate for sure.
Great.
And we can, but I sent you an email and about bringing on a client into the I'm getting mixed up on things, but I sent you an email about a client who wants to come on and be a part. I guess that's the Before Be Gone.
That would be Before Be Gone, yes. Yeah, so you can sign up as an affiliate and send them an affiliate link, and then you can get a discount on it. You'll get it back as an affiliate check. from them,
okay.
Or if you and you can either keep it or give it back to them if that's what you want to do. But or we can set up a coupon. I have to ask Scott about that, about setting up a coupon that we can give you guys. You know, as a you can take a client through and say, hey, I'm doing this program and I got this $150 discount coupon for you. And I'm not sure if it's $150 or what. We have to calculate that, but whatever it is that you can pass on a discount to them. And either way would work.
Okay.
But not both together.
Right.
If you use the affiliate link and the $150 coupon, we're not going to send you an affiliate check.
Right. Right on. Okay. So so that it's just a matter of setting up that affiliate thing and then and then telling my clients to go on that. And that starts in January.
Yep. And,
okay.
And as soon as they sign up, they get access to the site, just like you did. You got access to the site, right? Yeah. They get access to the site immediately, so they get that getting started. So they can learn about testing their glucose. They can watch the video. They can order their stuff. You know, they can do whatever they need to do in that getting started. And then in January, our kickoff call is the 7th.
Okay.
And that, but that's just a kick. That's just an overview call. So if you have people sign up after that, it's good if they sign up by then. But we're going to keep registration open until probably around the 15th. Just give people.
So then
it's after
the
holidays.
Be gone.
Yeah.
And that's the same as the metabolic reset.
Yes. So in Before Be Gone, what we do is we teach the different pieces, like we're teaching you guys, but, you know, from a different perspective. We're teaching you guys how to teach it. We're teaching them about their blood sugar, about the about how it's affected by stress, about timing and all that. And then on February 1st, we start the metabolic reset. So we give them, you know, anywhere from 2 weeks to a month to really explore and figure out which foods shoot their blood sugars up so that then by the 1st of February, they can just start on the program. They could either go through and use our 30-day menu planner and do it exactly as it's laid out there, which most people don't do, is my experience.
Right.
You spend hours and hours and hours creating these plans, and then they just do what they want to do anyway.
You're right.
You could tell them, use the book, the recipe book, and just make anything you want from this recipe book is fair game, generally speaking. Most people will not have their blood sugars go up from anything in the book. There might be a rare exception here or there. And they can make those foods. They can use the grab-and-go section, which is what people usually like. It's like, here's how to make a whole bunch of stuff at the beginning of the week so that you can grab and go throughout the week. So there's a lot of really good resources in there. And then they do the 30 days of metabolic reset where they keep the blood sugars below 110, you know, while doing all the things we know about to keep the blood sugar steady and to restore insulin sensitivity. And then at the end of the 30 days, then we have a, here's what you do next. So we have a whole module devoted, it's called Stepping Into Your Future. It's like, okay, now you've done this. Now don't go out and eat pizza and beer tomorrow and think you're fine. We have to go and gradually put things back in and see. And depending on how many of the five things they actually master, right? We're all human. We're not all going to master all of them. If they're eating great, but like Jean said earlier, they're still getting stressed out or they're not exercising or they're not sleeping, they may take longer to restore it.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's great. That's great. Thank you.
Super. You're
welcome.
Thank you
very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So I will say goodbye for real now. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm going to open up your lines, and some of you are gone, but that's okay. We can all say goodbye to each other. And have a wonderful, fantastic holiday, and we'll see you next year. Happy New Year. Except those of you in NEPT, we'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.